Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Hockman and Crowder simulcast rolls on from the, I shouldn't say rolls on, begins right now from the Miami Beach Convention Center. It is Super Bowl headquarters here. So for those of you that have listened to Radio Row broadcasts before, and we'll talk about Kobe here in a second. We spent much of the 2 o'clock hour doing so. But for those of you that have listened to Radio Row broadcasts before, most of the time, the broadcasts begin on a Wednesday. I know when we've traveled to do Radio Rose, generally Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Today, obviously, our stations will be here Monday through Friday. We're here today. But you could see already it's a much lighter crowd than you will get on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Thursday and Friday will be insanely packed.
Yes.
And today and tomorrow, Wednesday will get a little bit more crowded. And then you've got the NFL experience opening up. NFL experience opening up on Wednesday. It was open Saturday and Sunday. NFL experience, though, will happen on Wednesday. There's a Canes hug right there.
Y'all don't come over here with that
Canes
stuff.
There's a Canes hug right there.
Don't come over here throwing up the U and all that.
There's a Canes hug. Jared Payton just stopped by. I think you're coming out with us Wednesday. I think Wednesday.
Oh, I got to get ready now.
Jared
Payton. Oh, he done slashed the gator throat. No, I can't do it.
Jared Payton was throwing up the U, and he gave Crowder a big old U hug, and he gave me a Canes hug. And he's here doing stuff for Chicago. I know he's here also part of the NFL Man of the Year Award, which is named for his dad. So it will get really crowded. Now somebody's walking by
Smart
throwing
man.
Up the gator.
There we go.
There's Jared Payton throwing up the U at that gator fan right there.
Oh, he a little bigger than you, bro. Yeah. Take it easy.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
So anyway, we're out here. And we will be out here all week, and we have a lot in store for you. Today, obviously, dominated by the Kobe Bryant news. We talked with Cornbread Maxwell in the last hour. Will Manso is going to join us in a few minutes, and we will talk with him. And just a staggering day yesterday. And I make a point, again, not just for sports fans. I mean, Kobe was such a cultural icon that anyone stopped in their tracks the moment that they heard the news and then tried to dissect it all in a way that made it possible, even though it still doesn't seem possible. When I kept seeing, you know, the pictures of him on ESPN yesterday, and I'm like, he can't be gone. Like,
no.
Kobe, to me, and I was
the
talking,
baby.
41 years old, and I was talking with my son yesterday, and I said, you know, Kobe, you should have grown up watching Kobe dissect basketball games and seasons. Like, he should have been one of the soundtracks to your NBA fandom. And to lose that, and obviously for his wife, to lose him and a daughter, it is just such incomprehensible news.
Just so much more than basketball as well.
Yeah.
Because, to be honest, he was kind of weird.
Yeah,
he tried to rap. He did kids' books. He did so much more, and that's why it's not NBA family.
Exactly.
It's all of us. This morning I woke up. Good morning, America. ESPN, obviously. The Bleacher Report. Anything you went on,
anything.
And bigger than sports as well, had Kobe. The local news, the national news, Kobe Bryant. That's what he transcended. He transcended more than all that stuff, more than jump shots. And then did you see in the Pro Bowl game? When the guys
they
got
they did the celebration
sack and they did the double hezzy. They did the double hezzy with the little pullback. Yeah,
and
that
there's,
was awesome.
There's a lot of talk of the NBA changing its logo from the silhouette of Jerry West to a silhouette of Kobe. That in itself shows you how transcendent his figure was. And by the way, they should do that, in my opinion. I think it's I think that would be an appropriate honor for someone that's gone way too early.
And I know the Heat are gonna retire the Kobe jersey.
Oh, I think
because the Mavs already announced it.
Yeah, I saw Mark Cuban said no one will ever wear number 24. Yes. I would imagine the Heat will do the same. I mean, that's Riley's kind of guy.
Riley made me tear up when he was talking yesterday.
The old school guys, like we talked with Cornbread in the last hour.
Yeah.
I mean, Riley, he used to find players that would help up opposing members, right?
Yes.
I mean, Kobe was the epitome of a Pat Riley guy. It's why the news yesterday was so incomprehensible because, like we said, it was just that's a guy that didn't lose. I mean, just nothing. Like, he would always emerge.
Mm-hmm.
And, just really but hard to
He
take.
Was the last. Because in my mind, you let me know if you disagree. MJ passed the torch to Kobe, and Kobe passed the torch to LeBron.
Correct.
Kobe was the last guy. LeBron's a great player. Kobe was the last guy that had the animosity towards his opponents like Cornbread was just talking
Kobe
about.
Kobe is the only superstar, in my opinion, that ever approached Michael for his tenacity on the court and for his desire to win at all costs. And LeBron, again, in the argument of maybe the greatest of all time, Kobe, though, took the mantle from MJ and emulated MJ a lot. I mean, I remember watching, you know, after the first few seasons, he started to sound like MJ, started to walk like MJ. Like, yeah, it's a just a seismic loss.
That little bow-leg walk, but you're not bow-legged? Like, how do you walk bow-legged when you're not bow-legged?
Like a little Randy Moeller in there.
the little cowboy straddle walk.
Just the I'm here for business walk.
Yes.
So anyway, we're here on Radio Row. It is Super Bowl headquarters, Miami Beach. Let's get headlines. Alejandro Solana is here with us on Radio Row, and let's get some headlines here from Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Speaking of the late, great Kobe Bryant, I'm sure tomorrow when the Los Angeles Lakers take the court for the first time at the Staples Center, they host the Los Angeles Clippers. There will be some sort of tribute for Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, no doubt. And it'll be, I would imagine, as emotionally charged a professional sporting event as you'll ever recall. Right?
Oh, yes.
I mean,
oh, my goodness.
You remember the Marlins game after Jose Fernandez was killed?
Yeah.
And that was one of the most emotionally charged. But that was really a much more local story than what Kobe is. And in L.A., obviously, he was godlike. Mm-hmm. But it's a national story. I would imagine tomorrow night is going to be something. I have to give the code word. People on the text machine are reminding me I didn't give out the code word. Time for the Hockman and Crowder Football Frenzy $1,000 cash giveaway. $1,000 for you. This is the final week, by the way. Here's how you could win. This hour's code word is DOME. D-O-M-E.
What's that?
Dome. Text the word dome. Why?
It's different.
What?
Terms for
shots
that.
To the dome?
Somewhat like that.
Text the word dome to D-O-M-E.
Don't smile at me, Solana.
Text it. I really don't know what the slang is for dome.
Just
I really
something
don't.
You never got. Something you never got. No worries.
Write it down for me.
We'll do it during the break.
What is that, a current slang term?
Yeah. We
dome?
Just,
D-O-M-E.
Yeah. We just
really?
Yeah.
Makes sense,
know,
I guess.
Yeah,
shots to the dome.
Yeah, but different domes.
I got you. Well, text the word dome to 72881. 72881.
I had to write it down.
If you text the correct word, you could win $1,000. And your next chance to win will be the top of the next hour, so about 4:05. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. It's a national contest sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. And again, this is the final week of the contest. So text the word DOME right now to 72881. What else are you saying in the headlines there, Solana?
Sticking in the NBA, the Miami Heat do host the Orlando Magic tonight. They're looking to rebound after a loss on Friday to the LA Clippers, a game where we saw Deion Waiters, by the way.
Yes.
The Heat are 5.5-point favorites tonight against the Magic.
Okay. Anything else?
Canes Hoops will host Virginia Tech tomorrow. That's at 8 p.m. as they look to end a 4-game losing streak.
All right.
There is some NFL news. The Cleveland Browns have reached an agreement with Eagles Vice President of Football Operations Andrew Berry to be their GM and Executive Vice President of Football Operations.
Really? That cracked your headlines, huh?
Big news.
And the thought of that, are they firing the coaching staff? Because it's kind of what UM tried to do. You hire somebody over top of everybody, that's going to mess up the power structure.
John Dorsey was a pretty large figure because of Hard Knocks, but really the hiring of the general manager for the Cleveland Browns, and it's a guy that no one's ever heard of, I don't know. I don't know if that would have cracked my headlines. There's probably a more pressing NFL story.
Yeah, definitely. But we'll get to the Marlins first because they signed reliever Brandon Kinsler.
Aren't you in NFL mode right now?
Agreed to a one-year,
$3
million
deal. NFL story to Marlins story to back to NFL?
I just know, Solana. He said 1 year, $3 million. He can't be that good.
Yeah, I mean.
The guy signing $40 million a year contract.
The story is that the Chargers have moved on from Phillip Rivers, according to Jake Lazor. That's the story that I'm seeing all over Twitter.
Does that put Brady
now,
in L.A.?
I have not seen Jake Lazor tweet it himself, but I have seen a bunch of verified accounts, including Bleacher Report Gridiron, who are saying the Chargers have, quote, moved on from Phillip Rivers per Jake Lazor. Yeah, that could set the scene for Tom Brady out there. That would absolutely make sense. Again, I haven't seen that itself from Jake Lazor's Twitter account, but it is being attributed to Jake Lazor all over Twitter. So anyway,
where does Phillip go? Because he's not going to go to a terrible team. He doesn't have many years left.
I don't know. Maybe like a Tampa? Could he end up? Or Chicago?
Chicago.
I mean, I know that they say that they're sticking with Trubisky, but if you get a chance for Phillip Rivers for a season, do you make a go on it?
Along that thought process, I would think Cam to Chicago because they're more of the same skill
set. Right, and then him to Carolina.
To Carolina.
That would make sense,
with the new coaching staff and everything. But that's interesting. This quarterback shuffle, Drew Brees came out and said he doesn't know what he's going to do.
He said he's either going to play for New Orleans or retire. So he said, like, he's not going anywhere.
I think that's even worse than saying you're leaving. Because now they're just sitting in the waiting
pattern
for Drew Brees.
Now you got to wait.
And the draft
is coming up. I can't imagine that he's leaving.
They got to lock Teddy in. That should make them lock Teddy Bridgewater.
Right. It would make, yeah. And then it would be a very easy transition. Because what was he, 5-0?
Yeah,
when he backed him up?
And then, but Taysom Hill. The people, have you heard that where people talking about let Taysom Hill take the reins of a team?
Yeah, so he's a good gadget play guy.
Yes.
From what we've seen, or line him up as a receiver or whatever, but I don't think you could ever go and I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I mean,
you might be able to, but you have to see more out of him than 11 plays a game to give him the reins to an entire organization.
Right. Yeah, I would agree.
Well, this is also circulating on Twitter per Jay Glazer. Again, he hasn't tweeted it, but the Saints believe Taysom Hill is a franchise quarterback, but if Drew Brees wants to come back, they'll welcome him back with open arms.
Oh, no doubt would they take Drew Brees back.
My thought of that. Now, New Orleans is saying he's a franchise quarterback. But they had him running down on kickoff. Like, if you think a guy's a franchise quarterback, you don't have him playing punt team. So I just – this Taysom Hill thing, man, I heard that story come up, you know, recently. And I'm like, you cannot give this guy – you can't put him as QB1 after not seeing any full game out of him at quarterback. He literally plays three plays a game at quarterback, 10 plays at tight end, 25 plays at receiver. You can't give this guy the helm. If they do, I think that's a mistake.
What else? Anything else? Or you got to get weather?
Let's get to weather. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now here at Super Bowl headquarters in Miami Beach, it is mostly cloudy, 73 degrees. Tonight across South Florida, there will be a 10 to 20% chance of rain, and the lows will be in the low 60s. For the best poker promotions in South Florida, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Come win your share of $350,000 in monthly high-hand giveaways. That's more than $10,000 a day in high hands. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
Will Manso is going to join us in the next segment. You see Will Manso on Fox
Sports.
Leave
my notes alone,
look
Brady.
At this good-looking guy right here.
Leave my notes alone.
Brady Quinn is here. Look at the work that Crowder puts in. I'm going to talk about the cheetah. You want to help me here? Brady Quinn standing by with us. Big week in South Florida, obviously, and that includes the Cheetah Clubs. Make plans now. Reserve your table to be at a Cheetah Club for the big game. Going to be an epic day of beer, babes, and football. Enjoy a free tailgate buffet starting at 6 p.m. Free t-shirt to the first 50 guests. Corona and Modelo specials, bottle specials, $25 bar tab giveaways after every touchdown, and wear your team's jersey for a chance at winning a $500 VIP gift card. They will be doing football squares as well. And if you're going to the big game, they'll have free admission after the game if you bring your ticket stub. So big game Sunday means a lot of action at the Cheetah Clubs. And I remind you every day, got to make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6, so much more. In the biz, guests, enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays. So that is tonight. The place for In the Biz workers is the Cheetah. And there's $100 bottle specials for everyone Sundays through Wednesdays. So that, again, is tonight. If you want more info, check out their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com. We're going to talk a little Kobe and Miami Heat with Will Manso from Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun. We will do that next on Hockman and Crowder.
All you Trekkies and TV addicts, don't mean to this, don't mean to bring static. All you Klingons in your grandma's house, grab your backstreet friend and get loud. Blowing doors off inches, grabbing with the pinches. And no, I didn't retire, I snatch it off with the needle nose pliers.
Back live, Super Bowl headquarters, Miami Beach, Hockman and Crowder simulcast. Obviously, as we've mentioned throughout the entirety of the show so far, Kobe Bryant, the prevailing story throughout not just the sports world, but the entire world. Will Manso hopefully is going to join us. He's not picking up his phone right now, although I'm imagining, because he had told me when I talked with him earlier today that originally Local 10 was going to be live here at Radio Row. Yeah. I'm sorry, they were going to be at Marlins Park tonight because that's where the NFL kicks off the festivities tonight.
Both teams are going to be there.
Yeah, media availabilities tonight, I think.
And it was the first time I heard in like 8 years where fans can come to that, to the big melee.
Well, I didn't even realize that it was open to the public.
They said the first time in, I believe, 8 years that the public can go and see that big media melee.
So, yeah, they're calling it Super Bowl opening night at Marlins Park. So you've got Kansas City Chiefs photo and interview session with all players tonight from 7:10 till 8:10. And then the San Francisco 49ers photo and interview session 9 till 10. So that's tonight, Marlins Park. But Will was telling me that they originally were going to go live from there. But now they're going live from the American Airlines Arena because of the Kobe story, the Heat are playing tonight and whatnot. So that'll be the direction, I would guess, that most newscasts are taking. I just got a funny text. So I got here early. Brian Bishop, if you remember, we had him on several times. He was one of the vice presidents of the Super Bowl host committee. He and I went downstairs. We were just kind of bandying about up here in the afternoon, and we decided, oh, let's go get something to eat. And we went downstairs. This is such a great Miami and tourism story. Went downstairs to get some food, and we got empanadas. And as we're sitting, we're just standing next to an NFL Experience stand. NFL Experience not open today or tomorrow, reopen Wednesday to the public. We're sitting there. We're eating these empanadas. And there are some media members, obviously, from out of town, they're walking past us, they're holding empanadas, and one guy is saying to the other, it's like a Hot Pocket. And so we started laughing to each other. We're like, yeah, okay, perfect, empanada. It's like eating a Hot Pocket out of the freezer case. But anyway,
I would have to say I did not hear or know what an empanada was till I hit South Florida.
Yeah, I don't think it's one of those like arepas outside a stadium. You don't see that, I don't think, anywhere.
And those are nowhere close to empanadas.
Other than South Florida.
Arepa, that's the little patty.
That's
little the
mozzarella.
Those aren't even in the realm of empanada.
Empanadas, I told you, at the American Airlines Arena, when they used to be the Pana Empanada, were my absolute favorite. I think you said it's a different one this year.
Yeah, it's different, but they still have the empanadas and tequeños.
Yeah, they're so good. And then what's the other one? The croquetas, which
croquetas.
We've done a number of segments on before.
Empanada.
I don't think you see a croqueta anywhere, right?
No.
Other than South Florida?
And I was, it's not like I was in Washington State. I grew up in Atlanta.
Right.
It's not empanada?
Right.
Like, no, tacos, burritos, we got all that. We got no empanadas.
All right. Will Manso is there now, so we'll talk with him. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso, Miami Heat's pregame, postgame host on Fox Sports Sun, and also the sports director at Local 10. He is joining us now. Will, a crazy, difficult day for, I was saying, not just sports fans, but anyone, right? Because Kobe Bryant transcended sports.
Yeah, and I think that's what we are all coming to grips with is the impact he had. And you know, I think everyone who's listening, and you probably both had the similar thing happen. You know, the news comes down, you get text messages from various friends. Initially, they're friends in the business who are trying to figure out how to handle the news and what's real, what's not. Then you start getting texts from people from all walks of life. I mean, I have an older woman who I've known for years, an older lady from Nicaragua who takes care of my children. You know, she's their babysitter. She knows nothing about basketball. She texts me about, you know, hey, is this real? What happened? What's this news about Kobe Bryant? I mean, to your point, he's one of those few icons, those few people that you just say Kobe anywhere in the world. And that's the thing, too, the impact he had globally. I mean, what he meant in China, what he meant in Europe, where he lived a good portion of his childhood. I mean, people idolized him all over the world for the past 20-plus years. So it's just such a significant loss.
And, well, we are, you know, talking to everybody today about it. What's that memory of with you and Kobe? Like, which one, when you hear Kobe Bryant, what's the first thing? The 81 mm-hmm. points pops in my mind. You know, I'm a little crazy. His fight with Rajah Bell, his fight with Chris Childs. I remember those, you know, like it was yesterday. What's that memory for you?
Yeah. Well, I think the championships, and I think post-Shaq winning those couple championships stands out because I thought that was so important for him to, you know, kind of branch off without Shaq and still be the guy. And then coming back from his Achilles injury and still be a productive player for a few more years. You mentioned the 81. How about the 60, the final game? I remember rushing home. I had to take my dad to a doctor's appointment the next morning, and I worked at Channel 10, and that was a late-night game. Rushing home to my dad's house because I was staying there to watch his final game, and he goes out and scores 60. I think locally, too, you know, the memories even being here at the arena. I remember in 2011, you know, you guys have all seen the video and probably seen the clips. Following a game against the Heat, he stays for an extra 90 minutes and shoots on the court at the arena. And I remember we're doing our live shot. It's 11:25. The game's been over for almost an hour and a half. And I'm sitting there, and I tell my producer, I said, guys, Kobe Bryant is taking shots behind me. Just blow out the rundown. Who cares? You know, let's just show the highlights of the game. And we spent, me and the anchors, talking over a video of Kobe Bryant live on the court for 2 minutes. Because you're just sitting there thinking, that's Kobe Bryant. You know, and that's just the significance of him. And he was one of those few people that if you see him, he commands a room because you know you're in the presence of a real legend.
Will Manso is with us from Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun. Obviously, you have deep ties to the Miami Heat. We were saying earlier on the show, Pat Riley, like Kobe Bryant had to have been Pat Riley's epitome of an NBA player, right? Just a no-holds-barred, take-no-prisoners, not here to make friends, I'm here to win games. Like that was, right, the guy that he would sculpt if he could.
100% because he is the, you know, there are a few competitors, and I don't know Kobe personally outside, obviously, just the games he's been here and watching his games and regular interviews. Pat, we know a little bit more because obviously through the years we've seen that mentality, but they have that similar, you know, do whatever it takes to win. There's winning and there's misery, that kind of feel when it comes to basketball. And you look at an example, I'm sure you guys have heard the story. You know, it's a story of legend here at the arena. Pat doesn't allow opposing players to go work out in the training facility here, the Heat training facility. The only player he ever allowed through the years was Kobe Bryant. He allowed Kobe to go in and use that facility. That's the amount of respect he had, that the opponent was allowed to use the Heat's area and the Heat's facility because it's Kobe Bryant. You know what I mean? And because he knows that he's going to put in the work. And when it comes to Kobe, you know, it's all about working hard and winning and making yourself and your teammates better. And I think a person like Pat appreciates that because, look, if you can craft 12 Kobe Bryants on the team, obviously that's good. But I'm just talking about, forget about the talent, just from the attitude perspective. I think that's what a person like Pat Riley and others around the NBA appreciated so much about him.
Do you know what the Heat are planning tonight for their game with the Magic? Are they what they're planning to honor Kobe?
Well, from a player perspective, we don't know yet because the players aren't on the court. They're going to be on the court in the next half hour to start their warm-ups. And, I think you're probably going to see a lot of guys with messages on their shoes, things like that. From an organization perspective, they already have at front of the arena, they have a video montage of Kobe, pictures of him with Dwayne, pictures with his daughter and his family, really touching tribute, and it rotates every like 30 seconds to different pictures. That's at the front. I do understand there's going to be a moment of silence. I would assume that would also be come with some sort of video tribute. So that's what we know is going to happen, at least initially, and we'll just kind of see. I think like yesterday, it's kind of going to be organic, right? Like players are just going through this like we are, but it's so much more to them because, look, Tyler Hero is what? Just turned 20 years old. Kobe played in the league 20 years. For guys like Tyler Hero, that's all he knows, Yeah. And you look at, I don't know if you guys can hear in the background, there's basketball noise going on. There's high school kids playing here that use the court here. A lot of times the Heat will use high school, local high schools to play. And I was sitting there, and the team that was there was huddling, and these, 15, 16-year-old kids huddle, and they say, 1, 2, 3, Kobe, and they go out to the court. These are 14, 15, 16-year-old kids. And that's the impact that somebody like Kobe Bryant had on them and on the Bam Adebayos and Tyler Heroes of the world.
Unbelievable. And I think you were telling me before the show when we were talking, right, that you originally were going to be at Marlins Park tonight for Super Bowl opening night, but now you're going to be at the arena for your stand-ups?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I had taken the whole week off from the Heat to concentrate on the Super Bowl. Even last night when I got the news in the afternoon when it started, coming down that this was legitimately real, I was on my way to the Hard Rock to do an hour-long Super Bowl special for the station, and we ended up doing the special, but you just kind of look at yourself and like, here we are talking about, there's Patrick Mahomes arriving and there's the 49ers getting off the plane and the hoopla and the excitement. And you're just thinking to yourself, none of this matters right now. And, even tonight I'm here at this game and you got to think it's going to be very somber. We saw it last night around the NBA from players, from fans, from coaches. It's just hard to grasp. And guys, you guys are dads. You know what it's like. And I think all your listeners that are dads and moms, parents, whatever it may be, it's just, you saw the thing that I could appreciate so much about Kobe was we know his greatness. We were never going to see that greatness again on the court. We appreciated what we had all those years to watch. But what you could see was you were going to have that greatness off the court, the passion he had as a dad. And to think that that's over is just hard to accept. And I think that's what a lot of people are trying to come to terms with today.
Yeah, well, you got your daughters. I see your beautiful daughters always on Twitter and things. But, yeah, I made my daughter sit on my lap last night during dinner. She didn't know why, but I just felt as if, I saw the Kobe thing and it just got to me there. But I wanted to move a little bit to the Heat with, we had a Dion Waiters sighting. And should we get used to that or was that just one little thing?
Well, I'll tell you what, like James Johnson the other day, Spo's going to give you a little and you got to keep earning it. And I thought, I thought Dion earned it. I thought what he did the other night was kind of Dion in a nutshell, but I think given the injuries that this team has, look, we're going to find out within the next couple hours who is going to play tonight, whether Jimmy, Goran, Kendrick can play tonight. I would say a combination of those three will not play tonight. I don't think all three will. So I think you will see more Dion, and I think you'll see in those spurts of energy and just hope he gives you that shot in the arm, so to speak, and how Dion, we saw him the other night. But again, the one thing we've learned about Spo is you can get on that rotation and you can quickly fall out. We saw early in the season, KO was playing a lot. Then he left. James Johnson came in. Now you're seeing, because of injury, a little more KO. He's earning that. So I think Dion, like JJ, and like everybody, really, has to earn those minutes. But I do think, to answer your question, I think he's going to get more minutes given the injury situation. And then what that becomes as the season goes on, we'll see.
And, Will, I had a conspiracy theory with the trade deadline coming up. Could that have been a trade showcase? Was that just awkward timing?
No, I really think it was time, because here's the deal. You probably want to get him in earlier than the deadline's approaching. We're almost at the All-Star break. You probably want to give him a little bit more run. I just think this team had been playing so well, and you knew there was going to be a bump in the road. You guys probably heard Spo a bunch, but he was asked so much about Dion and JJ, and he kept saying, guys, at some point, trust me, we're going to need everyone on this roster. And he's not lying. He's right. JJ's going to have earned his playing time. Dion's back in. I really think it's a matter of whatever's best for the roster. Now, that doesn't mean that those guys potentially couldn't be on some sort of trade, talk and whether there's interest there. And playing them certainly helps that to showcase. I think the bigger issue for the Heat right now is they have no idea when Justice is coming back. And we have seen the defensive slippage. It's gone, guys, from worrisome to a legitimate issue with this team, the defense right now. And that's that's, I think, a bigger issue for them going forward.
Will Manso, Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun, thank you for carving out a little time for us on a very difficult day for a lot of people listening right now and a lot of people talking about it. It was one of those days, man, where it's just it's tough to get your head around.
It doesn't seem real. It really is hard to understand. But I appreciate the time, guys. I'm sure I'll see you this week around the Super Bowl stuff.
Yes, sir, no doubt. Will Manso there, Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun. We're at Super Bowl headquarters on Miami Beach. And I know we'll talk with Donovan Campbell coming up in a little bit, maybe John Clayton from the Washington Post. Got a lot planned for you this afternoon still.
For over 41 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida, residential and commercial. They do it all. No job too big, no job too small. Just holler at them, and they'll get you right. And the thing that J&K figured out, how they made it over 40 years here in South Florida, is they figured out what customers want. Quality and service. When they explained it to me, I said, you know what, that's genius. And that's what they give you. High quality roofing material and skilled workers. It's simple, but it works. The workers are safe, experienced, respectful, professional. The quality, high quality roofing material is going to get you right and keep your beautiful palace safe. And they never do the hidden charges. They're not going to give you one price Tuesday, double it Thursday, triple it the next week. J&K doesn't do that. They never spring up hidden charges on you, and they will guarantee your roof is built to last. And doing roofs here in South Florida, you got to worry about the thunderstorms. You got to worry about the hurricanes. You got to worry about the temperature change. You got to worry about all the moisture. J&K specializes in roof restoration and waterproofing, getting your roof working in perfect order, and they'll get rid of mold and moths that can cause future damage, as well as waterproofing. A branch falls and hits your roof. Something breaks, a little spot in your roof. J&K is not going to say you need a brand new roof. They'll come out and waterproof that area, put the shingles back on that area, get your palace protected, and get your roof working to perfect order. If it's a shingle roof, gravel roof, tile roof, they have them all. And for the commercial customers, J&K is a 40-plus year business. They don't want to disrupt your business. They're going to come meet with you in advance if you need your roof installed, repaired, replaced. Meet with you in advance and find a time when they can get your roof right, get it working the perfect order, and not disrupt your business. The best roofing company in the world is J&K Roofing. Give Donnie or Julio a call at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 for J&K Roofing.
All right, we'll take a quick break here from Super Bowl headquarters on Miami Beach, and we will come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Powder. That's how we do with the new plus kids. Back at Super Bowl headquarters, Miami Beach, and Hockman and Crowder simulcast rolls on. John Clayton, who's one of our friends, comes on with us all the time via the Washington Post, and he's doing his daily radio show in Seattle out here. Covering what number Super Bowl is it, John?
43, a mere 43.
43 Super Bowls.
That's amazing.
That he's covered. And obviously, I'll start with Kobe, and I would imagine you talked about it on your show as well because it's the prevailing news, and obviously we all expected we'd be talking a lot about Kansas City and San Francisco and the NFL, but there is a pall over everything a little bit today because of the Kobe news that happened yesterday. He transcended sport, correct?
He did, and of course, you can feel it on Radio Row today, and not probably as much as it was yesterday when everybody was setting up, because I understand when everybody found out about it while they're setting up, it was just almost like a complete silence because everybody was so stunned. And it's to me, and of course, I go back further than you guys, but I go back to when JFK was assassinated back in 1963. You know, I was like in Copeland Elementary School in Braddock, PA, and I'm sitting there and 9 years old or whatever, and I remember exactly what row I was sitting at. I remember how it was said, all those different things, and how the week transformed after that. Now, with the Kobe thing, I mean, I'm flying, and fortunately, I guess, the TV, I had a DirecTV thing, so I'm sitting in row 8A, and I'm looking over, just happened to look at 7C, and I look on 7C, it says Kobe Bryant, 1978 to 2002, 2020, and that picture is never going to leave my mind. It's always going to be there.
I mean, it hits you with like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, because it's like, what happened? What happened? Because the Pro Bowl was in a commercial break. I didn't know what was going on, so they didn't have a chance to give the update. But another network was on the other station on 7C, and I'm going, oh, my heavens, what happened to Kobe Bryant? Because when you see the dates of a person under a name, you know something bad has happened. And then we found out what happened.
And, John, we were talking a little bit off air, and this is your 43rd Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't want to
age. Does that mean I'm old?
I don't want to age you, but I'm 36. I've watched you when I was a kid.
I couldn't even
walk while you were on TV. Was Kobe, like, was this the biggest loss? Because it just seems bigger. Like, we had Jose Fernandez down here.
Yeah,
we had
different
guys through the years. But is this the biggest loss you've seen since you've been covering sports?
Second biggest, because I grew up in Pittsburgh, and my favorite baseball player was Roberto Clemente.
Yeah.
And I still remember, you know, because, you know, particularly growing up and watching Clemente and just, being able to throw the ball from right field and just gun somebody down at home plate, the swing that he had, his ability to hit, all those different things. And here it was a December 31st, and he was helping out a charity and all that stuff, and he had the plane crash, and you just remember that. And of course, now all of a sudden, it takes away a great person, a great player, somebody that you idolize. And the same thing with Kobe Bryant. I mean, the difference with Kobe Bryant is, you know, he was a better athlete than Roberto Clemente, because now you're talking about one of the best athletes of any sport, a second generation basketball player who was, you know, raised internationally. I mean, who could speak Italian and speak different languages and all that. Very smart, great personality, and a great player. And then to have somebody that everybody idolized, you know, pass away at the age of 41 in an accident like that. And then the visual pictures of all seeing, you know, him and the smiling daughter, him smiling, and how much love you can feel in those pictures and everything else for his kids. And to lose that, you know, a 13-year-old who was going to be a WNBA player. It's like, wow.
Yeah, it's incomprehensible is the word that we've been using all afternoon.
Yeah.
John Clayton is with us. You read his work in the Washington Post. You can hear him every day on ESPN Radio in Seattle. We are here because of the Super Bowl, and let's talk about it for a moment. You've got San Francisco and Kansas City matching up on Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium. Kansas City's about a point or a point and a half favorite right now. Do you see this being a close game, the way that the odds makers are looking at it?
I see it, which means it probably is not going to be the case. I mean, it's like, you could see that, because I thought it was going to be a close game with Green Bay going back out there with Aaron Rodgers, and it turned a very one-sided game. But I just, it's funny because, I mean, you look at some of the stats and like, okay, something doesn't jive here. For example, here's Patrick Mahomes. In two-thirds of his games, he's going to score 30 or more points. That's automatic. I mean, he's that good. And he's right now the best quarterback in football. So now you have that, and so you say, okay, he can outscore Jimmy Garoppolo, but then you look at the numbers this year, the 49ers scored 29.9 points, and the Chiefs scored 28.2. Now, part of that was that little downturn when he had the dislocated knee, and he missed two games, and he couldn't run in the game against Tennessee, but of course, he still threw for 446 yards. So it's like, I just give the edge to Kansas City because they've got Patrick Mahomes. It's a quarterback-driven league. I mean, you know, what you watch in him is what you see even more in Russell Wilson, in the standpoint as the game goes on, he makes adjustments and now can figure things out, and it gets better and better and better. So like what you see in the first quarter is not going to be the same as what you see in the third quarter, because there's going to be so much more in the third quarter.
And, John, you've seen them all, and this is one thing, you know, somebody that's seen the Marinos, the Joe Montanas, all going back, and everybody praises Patrick Mahomes' arm like it's this revolutionary arm. There's been some amazing quarterbacks playing this league. Is his arm that much better than the Marinos? Or that much better than the Montana?
No, I covered Dan when he was in high school. I mean, it's Central Catholic, and so it's like, no, that arm was one of the purest you're ever going to see. I mean, it's like it's Aaron Rodgers like.
Yeah.
But I mean, this thing was. But the one similarity was, I mean, Dan played baseball. And so he had that fastball and all that stuff. And so, in fact, he was almost going to get away from football and play baseball. But fortunately, he played football and was just great at it. The difference is, you know, Patrick Mahomes has the kind of the second baseman type arm. As Russell Wilson told me this. It's like, you know, because I had to ask him a stupid question for SportsCenter one night. And it was like, okay, so it's like, hey, so how does it feel to be in Seattle in a Mariner town and you're wearing Texas Rangers outfit because, you know, they drafted you and all that stuff. And, you know, I had to survive waiting for that answer. And then I had to come back, and that's like, and you know what it is when you do interviews, you got to come back quick. And so it's like, hey, so what was baseball meaning to you? And his eyes light up. And what baseball meant to me, he's like, that's why I tell kids that you need to make sure that you play multiple sports, because if you play multiple sports, you learn so many things. He said, for example, I played second base. And when you play second base, your arm angle is different on just about every time where you get the ball and where you have to do it. And I use that in the game. And you look at Patrick Mahomes, I mean, you know, he has all these different arm adjustments where he can now flick the ball out here, flick it there, go sidearm, go over the top and all that. And, you know, his ability to run run is spectacular. I mean, honestly, I think in just 2 years as a starter, he's emerged as the best quarterback in football.
John Clayton, again, Washington Post and ESPN Radio in Seattle. We're not going to keep you because I know you just did a radio show and you don't want to do another one, but I'm going to ask you one more quarterback question.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, does he end up in New England next season? Does he end up elsewhere? What's your gut telling you?
Gut's telling me right now that I think he's leaving.
Really?
Because it's not the matter that he wants to leave, but I think that you're not going to pay him $30 million. Why, I don't know. I mean, he's been giving 70 cents on the dollar since 2013 with his contracts, and I think this year when he realizes, okay, wait a second, I'm making, what, $23 million, and you didn't get me anything at wide receiver? I got Julian Edelman and a bunch of nobodies. I mean, the tight end, I mean, here's how bad it was at tight end for him. They traded Jacob Hollister, okay, kind of an unknown, turned out at the beginning of the season a practice squad player for the Seattle Seahawks. They traded him for a seventh-round pick. He had 41 catches. And he came in after beginning 6 weeks to take over the starting job after 6 weeks because of an injury. 39 catches is all they got from the tight end position. And this is a team that used to have Rob Gronkowski.
We see Jay Glazer today. Yeah. It's attributed to Jay Glazer, although I haven't seen him tweet it himself.
Yeah.
But I have seen a bunch on Twitter attributing to Jay Glazer that Philip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers are parting ways.
Yeah.
I call them San Diego Chargers.
Yes.
Parting ways. Could that be a landing spot for Tom Brady?
Yes. Yeah, no
Is
question.
Is there another place in your mind that makes sense?
The Oakland, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, yeah. And where's Derek Carr? What happened to Derek Carr?
Well, I mean, I think
he had his chances.
He had his chances. No, I mean, it's one of the thoughts because John Gruden is kind of tough with his language at times. Derek Carr doesn't like tough language. I mean, it's not. I mean, he's a tough guy. I mean, I've watched him on the sideline in the Oakland game over against Seattle in London. Was on the sidelines, and he was arguing with Gruden to get back in the game after he injured his elbow. And so it was like, he's tough, but I think that there's something, the relationship may be strained to a point where he might consider taking Tom over Derek.
And one more quarterback question we got in the quarterbacks. One of the biggest narratives this week is Jimmy G can't do it. If he has to win the game, the Super Bowl, Jimmy G can't win the game. Do you agree with that narrative?
Not totally. No, because, again, he had a shootout down in New Orleans, 38-36, with Drew Brees, and he won that game. So I'm not going to discount his total chances of being able to do it. I still think the odds go with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, well, we saw. I mean, they were down 24-0, and it was
–
They kind of proved to me over the last 2 weeks, I don't care what the deficit is, he's going to be able to bring them back.
Yeah.
I think
and you know, I love old school football. I love defense and running the ball, but that old school and new school, I think new school football is kind of taking over now. I don't like it, John, but I think that's where it is.
Well, because again, I think that's one of the thinking processes up in New England because, Tom can't run. And even though Drew Brees can't run, he has a quarterback in Taysom Hill that goes out there and he runs. Yeah. So they can get a little bit of that mix in there. But, the two names that I keep seeing associated with New England, number one could be a trade for Andy Dalton, who still has some mobility. I watched him do, RPOs in the first game of the season. So he can still do some of those. But the one that's kind of interesting, because I think Josh McDaniels likes him, is Marcus Mariota.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
How about that Ryan Tannehill story?
Hey,
I don't want to get
there. Taking jobs.
John Clayton from the Washington Post. You could read his stuff,
WashingtonPost.com. Comeback player of the year.
Yes, sir.
We don't need to hear that.
I know. <it's> like
John Clay, we'll see you all week because you're right across
there
the way from us here on Radio Row. Thank you for making
Thank
time
you.
For us. John Clayton there, Washington Post, as we continue on here from Super Bowl headquarters on Miami Beach.
This football season, Publix came out with the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. Even though the Dolphins are out of it now, we know it's two teams left. Publix still got the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub rolling. Get over there and try it. My kids love it. My wife loves it. Every time I bring it to the house, all my homeboys love it. Guys, you got to try the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub at Publix. Crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomato, cheddar cheese, and tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It will be a staple in your family's diet. You got to go to Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. But you've had all the Pub Subs at Publix. Now, you have all the cold cuts, they're delicious. The rotisserie chickens, the fried chicken, the hot and spicy chicken wings are my favorite. If you're having a big party, get the platters that feed dozens. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, snacks, sides. Publix got it all. But busy moms and busy dads, you are going to love Publix.com. You can have your date night. You can take the kids fishing, take the kids to the zoo, go shopping, and still have your watch party. Still watch any fight, game, any sporting event you want. Have your watch party at the house because Publix.com will deliver all that delicious Publix food we just talked about right to the crib so you don't have to go to the store, but you can still enjoy Publix. Find all your tailgating, watch party, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, all week dinner needs at Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
We'll take a quick break here from Super Bowl headquarters, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.